Welcome to Wait, What Just Happened?
A podcast by two mom friends
about self-care, wellness, mom life,
and so much more. All right. I'm recording. Okay. All right, Ivory. Let's do it.
Let's do it, Ken.
This week, we are talking about isolation and motherhood and how sometimes momming can feel isolating, and we're also talking about Enneagrams.
Yes, and personality types and how those mesh with other personality types, I guess.
Yes. I guess it would, like, we should have did some more, like, in-depth, like, how does your personality type affect the way you mom?
Ooh, I wonder if there's research on that.
We'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back, and if you guys hear my kids in the background again, it's because they're here.
Yeah.
They live here, and they're with their dad.
The brothers.
Which means that they're running around in the house. All right, Ivory, so I guess I'll just hop into it. So in regards to isolation and motherhood, like, the reason that I thought about this topic was because, like, sometimes I feel like you can feel really isolated as a mom because you're constantly taking care of your kids mm-hmm. and worrying about how they're doing. And sometimes that kind of leaves you out of group activities, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you might not have a babysitter, or you might have to just be kind of with your kids because they might not be feeling well. Or,
yeah, or, like, you know, maybe your husband is, like, has a weird schedule. Or, like, for you, like, because Nate is a firefighter yeah. and, like, his schedule is not, like, being here a lot of the time. So, like, it's you and the boys.
Yeah.
Like, and that can feel isolating in itself. Just,
yes.
like, doing, like, your daily routine, whatever that may be, day in and day out.
Yeah.
And not feeling, like, connected to other people.
Yeah. And then I remember when I first had, I was reading, like, this article about this, or I think it was this story that this mom was telling about how she was, like, at a restaurant with all of her family. You might have read this story. I feel like it's something that circulated on social media.
Mm-hmm.
She was at a restaurant with all of her family, and she had the baby. And, like, the baby wouldn't stop crying. So she had to get up and leave the table with her family to kind of walk the baby around and try and soothe the baby. And she just was talking about how she felt so isolated and alone in that
yeah.
moment, because she was there in a room full of people that know her and love her and respect her. But in that moment, she was the one who had to remove herself
yeah, from the group.
From the group.
Yeah.
To go be with the baby.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, that really, I don't think it ever changes in motherhood, but I think it, mm-hmm. like, it's, there are different degrees
yeah,
of definitely. Isolation.
Definitely.
So my first question for you is, so what does it mean to be isolated as a mother?
I think it's kind of like what we were just saying, just, like, having to do things, like, as a mom with your kids, and not necessarily having your partner there or having family there, or just, like, the day-to-day, everyday routine, feeling like, it's like every day I'm giving you a bath, feeding you dinner, you know, like, just, especially I feel like, and I can't say from experience for me, but I would only imagine that as a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, God.
Shout out to all stay-at-home moms.
They don't get enough credit.
I don't know how y'all do it, because I could not sit at home every day, like, and like, just continue to, like, care for everybody. Like, me and Martin were kind of talking about this the other day, about how you have to replenish yourself
mm-hmm.
in order to give to others.
Right.
And, like, I think that's part of that mom isolation, too, is, like we were saying, not having a babysitter or having somebody that you can take your kids to give yourself a break, or to be able to go out with friends or do things that make you feel normal, that make you feel, like, validated, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting, because I don't think that dads ever feel isolated, because they just get up and go.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, I know I can speak for myself, when I am here, even if I went to work and I came home, and if Sam and Weston are home, Nate's going to go to the gym in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what.
And he's not going to call and check in with you first.
No.
Or he's not going to say first, like, oh, let me make sure the kids are taken care of. What are they going to eat for dinner? Like, it's, I feel like in parenting, there's kind of this thing where there is a dominant parent as far as like the caretaking of the children is concerned. Mm-hmm. And typically that's the mom.
Right. Right.
That's just the role.
Yeah. You know? And it's this weird, like, societal standard that has been put on women. And, like, now I will say, he will, like, before he leaves, he'll be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, yeah, that's it.
He's going.
Yeah, he's going. That's whether I say I'm okay or not, he's out of here. I, like, if I be like, no, he's going to be like, so what?
So can I still go?
Right, exactly. Basically, so can I still go or...
Or like,
and then if I'm like, no, I kind of want you to stay, and it's just a whole big issue, then it's just like, no. So it's not even worth my time to even say no. It's just like, yes, I'm fine. Just go, please.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Just leave. Yeah. I'll be here driving myself insane. Like, but yeah, so yeah, it's this weird just like societal construct that women have to, they have to enjoy being a mom. I was listening, so I'm listening to Brené Brown's Daring Greatly. And she was talking, I am like obsessed with her also. I don't know if you have heard me speak about her. People. And I still say it.
people.
But yeah, so she was talking about how moms are under a lot of, or women are under a lot of pressure to be good moms, be skinny moms, be happy being a mother, but that is not always the case.
Yeah.
It's not always easy to be a great mom, to be skinny, like to be a mom, and then to also have to be like, okay, but I also still, I gotta stay in shape, I still gotta do this, I gotta make sure my kids are eating healthy.
There's
like
so much pressure that moms don't talk about.
Yeah,
there's the pressure of, okay, if I'm a working mom, I still need to feel like a connection with my kids. Mm-hmm. I still need to feel like I'm taking really good care of them. But then there's like the flip side of that where it's like, oh, well, that's why I'm a stay-at-home mom, so that I'm with my kids all the time. But then I can't work. I can't pursue my passions. I can't do anything else because I'm making sure everybody else is good. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's no one path to that.
Right.
And I hate that there's this construct that motherhood is only like beautiful and joyous and wonderful, and there's nothing, you know what I mean, like super hard or intense about, like, people don't talk about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what the job is.
Yeah.
That's what the gig is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That is what the gig is. And it's, I don't think it's, I think it, like, people talk about how you kind of, I guess, and I'm searching for the words, like, have to have a supportive partner,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really know what that means sometimes, because I'm just like, in the times where I'm feeling the loneliest or the most isolated, I don't know how I would even be able to describe how I would need the support.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like what to tell you to make me feel supported.
Right.
Like, I feel like sometimes it's just like growing pains. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and there's, I can't really tell you how to help me because I don't exactly know how to help me in that moment.
Right.
But I think a big part of it is having these conversations like this. Mm-hmm. Like saying, man, I feel like that too sometimes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like today was really hard for me because I felt like I was with my kids all day long. Girl. I didn't have 1 second to myself.
Man.
I don't know what my name is, where I'm from. Like, what to do.
I don't know who, what year is it?
What, like, and that's, I think that's a part of it too for moms, like, that when you do finally get that time for yourself, you're like, who am I? What do I like? Because I'm constantly considering what others need.
Right.
What my husband needs, what my kids need, what we need in this household, what kind of groceries I need to buy this week, what kind of meals am I going to prepare?
Right.
Like, you're just constantly thinking about others. And then when it's finally time for you to sit down and do for yourself, you're like, oh, well, what did I used to do?
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
What brings me joy?
Right. So I had a conversation with a friend of mine named Cree. If you've listened to my other episodes on my podcast, you've heard Cree on there like twice or maybe three times. She's been on a couple. And she was talking about how a lot of times, like, I think it was Cree. I'm pretty sure it was Cree who said this to me. But she didn't say this on the podcast. We were talking, I think this was the conversation we were having And she was talking about how a lot of times, like, women's sex drive decreases when they are, like, mothers and, you know, just being in the rapture of being a mother and a wife, because you are constantly always giving, 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 giving. And then by the time you get to the point, like, at the end of the day, when your partner, like, okay, can you give one more time? And you're just like,
no.
Like, just staring up at the ceiling like, Jesus Christ, I gotta give again?
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot. And it is a lot to be a mom and to give, 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 and then have to give again. It is wearing, you know. So, that's interesting. So, I guess we kind of answered my next question was, like, do you think mothers who are in relationships can feel like they're isolated or alone?
I think definitely. And I think, like, postpartum depression, just depression in general, and anxiety can play into those things.
Yeah, for sure.
And make you feel like even more isolated than you might truly be. I've never suffered from postpartum depression, or I think I do have some anxiety. I think everybody suffers from anxiety to a degree. I mean,
and after 2020, how could you not?
Like, how could you not? Because there's been so much uncertainty, and people want you to be so flexible. It's like, I don't have any more flexibility left in me.
Yeah. I feel like, and then also as millennial moms, we, like, always live in a state of just uncertainty because we have seen so many traumatic things happen, like from 9/11 to COVID to tsunamis to earthquakes to wildfires. Like, we've seen to just like political, like, and social unrest. Right. Like, we have seen so many things go on that I think it would be hard to say any millennial did not have anxiety. Even if it's just a little bit, like, and you're just like, ugh. Like, I know today if I was out there driving and I got pulled over by a cop, I would definitely go through some anxiety. I would be
even,
like,
just when I see a police officer sometimes, like, not even like pulling somebody over or whatever, like, you could just pull up next to me and it's like, ooh, it just, like, hits a chord, you know, within me that's different than how it's been before. Like, I feel like when I was younger, like, my mom made it a point to, like, introduce us to police and, like, you know, like, so we wouldn't have this, like, fear of police from a young age. But then it's like you grow up and you see how they treat people who look like you. And it's like.
And children who look like you.
And children. Yeah. And so you start to build those defenses up. And now in the climate that we live in with Black Lives Matter and all this injustice towards people who look like us, it's just like it's built up over time more and more.
Yeah, that's so true. It's so true. Have you ever felt isolated as a mom?
I think when Dahlia was really little and I was going through the struggles of breastfeeding.
Ooh, yeah.
That was hard for me. And I think just the whole, like, thought around breastfeeding being something that needs to be covered up and it's people, like, sexualizing that whole experience. I think I just was trying to be, like, modest and consider other people. So, like, I would always leave the room or, you know, go somewhere that was private. And I think that in that struggle for me, like, Dahlia was not a really good breastfeeder. And so she would be crying. I would be crying. We're in a room by ourselves. Like, I think those were the times when I definitely felt the most isolated as a parent, like, as a mom. What about you?
I understand the breastfeeding part. My kids, well, I had a funky breastfeeding story too. Like, they just, I just couldn't, I wasn't producing. But I put them on bottles. I was not even about to
Me too. Stressed. I'm not finna be stressed. Bed is best.
Period. That is your motto. But I think that as they are getting older, some of the isolations that I feel are a little different. And excuse me if I get emotional. Jesus Christ. Girl, like, when people be like, Aquariuses are not emotional, like, that's a lie.
Lies.
That's a lie.
Lies you tell.
That's a lie. We crying in the room in the dark. Like, don't worry about it. Like,
no, not in the dark.
I guess they mean, like, when we start, I don't know. I have no idea why people think Aquariuses don't show emotion. But, more recently, like, for me, it has been being at home with my kids. It's okay. It has been, though, because even though I'm not at home every day with them, but I am home, like, 2 days with them all the time, and then weekends, so, like, yeah. 4 days. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, stay-at-home moms do not get enough credit.
Yeah.
Because it's this hard. Shit is mentally taxing. And when you have, like, a partner who has his own goals or works a funky schedule, like, you will be there by yourself a lot. And it's not always easy. Yeah. And even when they, like, a very good example that I can give you. A couple weeks ago, we had a couple people over here and everybody was training. And, like, they were all training in the garage. And I wanted to train too, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Because who was going to watch these kids?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then, like, Nate's like, well, why didn't you train? And I'm just like,
How could I train?
It's good. It would have been 5 or 6 of us down in the garage. And Sam and Weston would have been running around. How could I train? Mm-hmm. And, like, if you know Weston, Weston's not going to let me just
do anything.
Weston ain't going to let me do nothing. Sorry. Right.
If you're here, you're mine.
Right. Exactly.
Like, that's it.
So it's just like, so I'm sitting in the house upstairs, you know, making waist beads. And Sam and Weston are right in here with me. Mm-hmm. Like, everywhere I go, they right behind me. Because I have to, and Nate was also training. So, I have to let you train. Mm-hmm. So, I can't train. And I have to stay with these kids. And take care of them.
And that's the part that I feel like people don't talk about.
Yeah.
It's like, when you want to do for yourself, you want to, you know what I mean? Like, but you don't have I don't want to say you don't have the freedom, but, like, you don't have the luxury because, like I was saying before about the dominant parent, you're always the one that's going to take the kids.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's hard because you have to have those conversations, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like if you don't, then it just continues to build that feeling of isolation and that feel like you, it almost starts to be like a feeling of resentment.
Oh, it definitely turns into resentment.
You get to do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Whenever you want to do it.
Right.
And you know I'm going to make sure that dog is taken care of. But then on the flip side of that is that guilt because you're like, well, I don't want anybody to think I don't want to be with my kids or I don't want, you know, because for us, nobody watches our kids but family.
Right.
So, like, I don't want my mom or my mother-in-law and my father-in-law to feel like, dang, she always watching me, asking me to watch these kids.
Right.
Like, you know, but it's like, it's only so many hours in a day. And, like, you can't do everything that you want to get done.
Right.
And it's like, that guilt and that feeling is something that I don't think is really ever going to go away completely. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to process through that.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. But that's just, it's annoying, but it definitely does turn into resentment. And it is a conversation that you do have to have.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to do is resent your partner for their ability to just kind of pick up and go and you be there with your kids all the time.
One thing that, and I can't remember who told me this, but somebody gave me some advice before I had Dahlia. And they said that men in relationships and, you know, in a partnership as parents, they make themselves a priority.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a fact.
And you have to do the same for you. Mm-hmm. You can't think, oh, well, I need to be with the baby because I'm her mom. Or, oh, like, I always have to have a way for them or make sure that they're taking or whatever. You have to flip that and put some of that responsibility on them. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and I can't remember who told me this, but she was like, make yourself a priority. If you want to go work out, if you want to go do this, go do that, whatever. If you just want to go sit in your car in a driveway, make time for that. Like, pack their stuff up. Okay, this is all their stuff that you need for the day.
Right.
I'm going to do some things that I need to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's easier said than done. It is definitely way easier said than done.
Because it's all those other emotions and feelings that come along with that.
Yeah.
But I think that was some of the best advice that I could have ever heard, because nobody else said that to me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not advice that you get often. I've never even heard not that
as
advice.
As a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to make yourself a priority, because if you don't, then it's like all that other stuff we were talking about too. Feeling like, oh, well, I don't work out. I'm going to get fat, or I'm going to, you know, like all these things. It's just like you have to try to like compartmentalize it, mm-hmm. and know that it's only so much that I can do, mm-hmm. and so much that I can give, like that I have to take time for myself and communicate that I need that time, and communicate to my partner that like, this is what's going to happen. Like, in order for me to be a successful wife, mother, whatever, employee, all those things.
Yeah.
That this is what I need.
Right.
In order to keep doing those things.
Right. It's kind of like I finished reading the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, where in the book he talks about paying himself first. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. He pays himself first before he pays the government. Like, that your family is the government. Yeah. You need to pay yourself before you pay the government. Yeah. Because it makes it so much, and I have not paid myself first. I don't pay myself first. My day starts at 5:00 in the morning. I get up early to exercise because I'm always thinking about, I need to be up early so that I can do this before they get up, mm-hmm. and before, you know, I got to do all this. So like, I don't consider that paying myself first. Paying myself first would be me considering me taking those things that people would say would be selfish, mm-hmm. and going and doing them. So it would be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get up when I want to get up. I'm going to get the kids up. I'm going to get them dressed. And then I'm dipping out because I want to go work out. Mm-hmm. I want to go do this. And then it's trash. It's a trash mentality. It's a trash mentality that, like, society has put on women, that they have to be thin. They have to be skinny. They have to be always happy to be a mom in order to be considered a good mom, yeah. in the eyes of other people. But if they don't have the time to do the things that they're going to be able, right, to put them in the place or the position to do those things, mm-hmm. then, like, where are we now? Yeah. Because if I don't have the time to work out, if I don't make the time to work out, if I don't have the time to go get my nails done and yeah. get eyelashes and get, you know, and do all this and get my hair done. Nice.
Yeah.
Like, how? You know what I'm going to look like? I'm going to look like I look right now.
Like this.
Period. Exactly. And like,
and then, that doesn't make me any less of a mom.
No, not at all. And then, like, and then on the flip side, you'll see, like, men will cheat on their wives. And they'll be like, well, because you didn't lose weight, or you never did anything for yourself. You never gave me the fucking time to do that. Like, what? A relationship goes two ways. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't give me the time to do the things that you be looking at these Instagram models, and you be looking at these other chicks who are free women.
Who don't have kids and a husband.
Exactly. Who aren't taking care of your ass, cooking for you, taking care of these kids. What
do you expect?
Like, what do you expect from me? I'm giving to you all day.
All day. You want me to give a little bit more at nighttime.
Exactly. Then you want a little bit more.
Just a little bit more.
Just a little bit more give at night.
These pants ain't got no more give.
Exactly.
These mom pants are done.
They done. Okay. Right. Like, and then you be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be dead tired at the end of the day.
When I tell you, the part of the day that is the most rewarding for me is right when I'm, like, getting in my bed to relax.
Right.
Because that, like, 20, 30-minute gap is the time that nobody is needing anything from me.
Yeah.
I can sit there. Like, it's crazy because I feel like my body knows. Like, once I sit on that bed and lean back against those pillows, my body's like, oh, this is our place.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm finna watch this show. I'm finna, you know, do whatever. Girl, no, I'm asleep. No, I'm asleep.
On the pillows.
In my whole work clothes that I came home in.
Girl, sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah. It's like.
Clothes from the gym.
Sleep. Dead tired.
Dead sleep. Waking up and it's 1:00 in the morning. Oh, guess I'm just keep on sleeping in.
You are crazy. That's hard. It's hard. So. The last thing I want to reference, I'm not going to ask you any more questions.
Okay.
No, we'll talk about strategies in the next part of how to get out of isolation. So I found this meme, and this mom was talking about, I had to leave my mother's group because I had 11 moms saying, have you tried this? Have you tried that? When all I wanted was for someone to say, well, that's fucked, or me too.
Yeah, or sometimes you just want somebody to say, well, you know what? You're still a good mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're doing the best that you can with the resources that you have, and you're still a great mom. Your kids still love you. Like, I've seen this meme a lot lately that's like, oh, I wish I did this better, or I could do this for my kid, or I'm such a bad mom, I'm so lazy, whatever. And then it's like, that's the speech bubble from the mom, and the speech bubble from the kid is, oh, I'm so glad you're my mommy and that you're sitting with me.
I've seen that.
And like, it just gives you such a huge perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to stop for a second and like breathe it in and take in those moments, because at the end of the day, that's what they care about.
Yeah.
They could care less if you went to the gym today, if you
right,
if you made them a home-cooked meal, right, if you did whatever. Like, the fact that you just sat with them for 5 minutes and held them is going to last longer with them than anything else you did with them throughout the day.
Definitely, for sure. I know my kids wouldn't care if they were able to just eat McDonald's for... Really, Sam. And it's not even that he likes McDonald's. It's that he likes the toys that he gets at McDonald's. But that's another topic. But yeah, like, it is, you just, your kids are not looking at any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of pressure that we are put under from society, from just toxic masculinity, mm-hmm. and just other mm-hmm. things. Like, I wish I could have seen my nose cringe up when I said toxic masculinity.
That's a whole nother topic for another day. God. Because
it is so
toxic.
It really is. And like, the more I learn about it, the more I realize how deeply ingrained it is into our society.
Into
women too, though. Yes. We project toxic masculinity all the time. And like, now I'm just trying so hard to just do my best to do better.
Yes.
When it comes to raising these boys.
Yes.
Oh my God. But it is so hard. It's very hard, especially when only one parent acknowledges that toxic masculinity is
exists.
Real. Yeah.
Well, you know.
So, yeah, it's difficult. That is definitely a topic we should get into on another episode. But as far as isolation as a mom, I think that is something that is very real. It is something that is happening for a lot of women.
Yeah.
And then, like, the other weird thing is that people shame women for not wanting to have children. But when you think about how isolating motherhood can be and just all the things that come with motherhood,
mm-hmm.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame anybody.
You don't
because
want
kids? Because it is not for the faint of heart.
It's not.
Okay?
It's not.
And it's not for everyone.
It's not.
It may not be your cup of Hennessy.
Right. Period. Because you're going to need a cup of Hennessy being a mom.
You're going to need a couple of cups.
You're going to need five.
Man.
You might need one for each kid.
I think that is such a brave and courageous choice to be like, you know what? I see what that is.
Yeah.
And that is not for me, sis.
Yeah. For real, for real. I have a friend who has just been like, she has always told me, I don't want to have kids. She loves kids. She works mm-hmm. with kids. She doesn't want to have kids.
I have a friend just like that.
Loves kids. Just like,
we work together. Like, mm-hmm. and she's like, kids are just not for me. And I knew that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, and that, I applaud that.
Yeah.
Because it's not for everybody.
It's definitely
It's a lot
not.
Of folk around here who got kids and don't need them. But that's another conversation too.
That is. But yeah, I think that it is, I do applaud women who can just openly be like, I don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that people are like, I hate
like
when
shame
people,
them for that.
Yeah,
or like,
why don't you
make them feel
kids?
Like, oh, your life is not going to be fulfilled if you don't
yes,
have
it will,
children.
Because you'll be able to take care of yourself
yeah.
every day. Like,
and there are other things that will fulfill them.
Right. And that traveling might be their thing. It's hard
right.
to travel with kids.
Or being an aunt or uncle might be their thing. Or,
yeah.
you know, whatever.
You can
the
give
case
them back when
be.
Things are getting rough. Just give them back.
That's a
give
good
them back.
Thing.
Right.
Give them back.
Give them all back. And then the other thing is like telling a woman her biological clock is ticking.
It's ticking.
And
or
I
ask you when you're
going
to have the next kid.
Oh, I think
Stop
I've asked you that. I'm guilty of that too.
Asking me
but
about a
her.
Second child.
I haven't
now,
asked her in a long
people,
time.
I don't mind. Like, if it's coming from somebody like you, who is my true and genuine friend,
yeah.
I don't mind. And I don't mind having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
But like, old people.
Ugh. Or, yeah.
You know you need to go and have another baby.
You really don't, though, Ivory. If y'all are content with Dahlia,
You and know you need to mind your business.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I want to have another baby when that time comes, then I'll have that baby.
Right, exactly.
But until then, me and Dahlia and Martin, we're chilling.
Thanks. Yeah.
Because like, are you funding this other baby?
That's what people, and so I have, you know, I have two kids. And people, believe it or not, people would be like, when are you going to try for a girl? I don't want to have any more kids. I don't want to be pregnant again. I don't want to do breastfeeding again. I love the smell of babies when they're little. But
I can smell other people's babies.
I can smell other people's babies. I got a couple friends. We got like three friends right now that just had
babies. They got little babies.
Hey, I'm going to go smell y'all's babies
for the next 6 months.
Bring them on over here and let me smell them. And that's it.
Hold them. I'll give you a break.
And now, like, I've seen two of our new babies. I didn't want to bring this up, but... And I don't even want to hold them. Like, it's weird because they're so little. And I just remember when Sam and Weston were so little. And I'm just like, they're so tiny. Let me holler at them when they like 3 months old. When they like 3 months.
Give them a little more time.
3 to 5 months. Then I'm going to holler at them. But like this 1 month.
New, fresh.
I'm just, yeah, you just got here. And you're so like, little.
You still crunched up.
Yeah, you still crunched up. Like your legs are still crunched up and your arms. And I'm just like, they're cute, and I'm just gonna look at them, and I'll take a lot of pictures of them. But I don't want to hold them. So like, yeah, I can't. It blows my mind that people would even insert themselves to be like, so when are you gonna have another baby? It's just like, are you gonna pay for childcare? Are you gonna pay for the doctor's visits? Are you gonna pay for the hospital bill? Because let's not forget how much it costs to have a baby in America.
Don't have bad insurance because.
Yeah.
You really gonna be like, and people don't even take that into account.
No.
They be charging you for stuff, and you like, how dare you charge me for the toilet tissue in this bathroom when I had this baby at the hospital?
Girl, like, so what toilet tissue was I supposed to use? Was I supposed to bring my own? Like,
because if that's the case, I would have brought my own from the house because yeah. It was better than your one ply.
Right. Facts. Way better than your one ply.
I mean, stuck to my booty.
Oh.
Okay.
And then, let's not even. Because the after part of having a child, when you got to use that little squirt bottle, I don't even.
And you got to, like, freeze them pads. And you got to wear disposable underwear.
I didn't do anything. But that's because you were in labor longer than I was. I remember they couldn't get me induced. They couldn't get these kids to want to come out.
I was in labor for a whole day. Donnie was in there chilling. They was like, okay, we're going to go on and do this C-section. Because clearly, sis is comfortable.
Yeah. I they couldn't get me to dilate, period, at all. So, that just didn't work out for me. But I didn't have to freeze the pads or anything, which was great. Because I was looking at, like, I didn't know what the fuck witch hazel was. I was just like, what the fuck is that? But I knew what that little squirt bottle was, because I definitely had to use that bitch.
Squirt, squirt!
Yeah. So, no. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
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 I'm not having any more kids. Please stop asking me. The other thing I do want to say, old ladies, since we talked about old people and we're talking about isolation, I'll never forget this one woman made this comment to me. And she was like, yeah, I have to do everything by myself, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, but you wouldn't understand anything about that. You have a husband at home. Ma'am. Ma'am. Do you think that just because this man lives in my house that he's always there?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think he's always attentive? He's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
That's not how any relationship works.
It at all.
Nobody is perfect.
No.
So
you trying to tell me that you got to do everything by yourself. Like, I don't understand what that means. First of all, I want you to know I came from a single parent household. That's number one.
Number one.
I know exactly what the fuck it means to have to do everything yourself. Or have to watch somebody do everything themselves.
Yeah.
Like, so... Number one, that's number one. Number two.
Number B.
This man ain't always here. You know who it is with these kids? Me. Me.
You want to know who giving these baths?
Me.
You want to know who potty training?
Me.
Oh, okay.
It's me.
You want to know who the snack bitch is?
Me.
Oh.
Like, so.
Who's making these grocery lists?
Yeah. Me.
Oh.
Definitely.
Who cooks these meals?
Me. Oh. Facts.
Okay.
100% facts. And then who still got to give a little more at the end of the day? Period.
Okay.
Even though, like, I've had my own day and I am done. When I tell y'all, I be tired at the end of the day. And, like, most people who, if you know me or if you've been following me, you know that I also read audiobooks. I got 5 manuscripts right fucking now, ready to go. Okay? I do that, and I do my full-time job, and I do this, and I podcast. Two podcasts.
Two? Not like, one, but two.
Like, y'all think that, like, it's crazy to me that people, the assumptions people will make mm-hmm. about you just being a mom. Like, you just always here with your kids.
Oh, you're just a mom.
I mean, I am always here with my kids now, but, like, you just have all the fucking time in the world. I never thought I would be one of those people who said there weren't enough hours. Like, I just felt like there were never enough hours in the day. I got the same 24
you got.
Girl, because I was like, the other day, I was like, damn, I got a lot done, but I didn't get anything done that I really wanted to get done. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just feel like there's not enough hours. And I told myself, like, when I'm editing for these audiobooks and I'm editing chapters, I'm like, I'm not going to edit at night because I fall asleep while I'm editing. And then, like, I was editing at night the other night, and I realized I moved some portions to the wrong part of the chapter. So I went back and listened to it.
And it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, why did I jump from there to there? And I was like, no, Kendra. So I had to go back and undo everything that I did while I was falling asleep editing, because I can't edit during the day while my kids are up, because that's just not going to happen, because they're constantly fighting, in screaming, and crying. Yeah. Like, and I'm just trying to edit. I can't record when they're awake at all. I can't record when, usually I try not to record when they're even here.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to. Because
you'll get the sound in the background.
Yeah, like my microphone picks up everything.
Yeah.
So I had to move my recording space. I usually, like, now I record in my car or I record in my closet in my bedroom. I can't record in this room. But, I mean, it's just like the audacity. The audacity some of y'all have to come up to a mother.
Baby.
Right. Exactly. It's the idea. It's the audacity.
The way you're trying me.
But yes, so that is where we are on the isolation topic of motherhood. Yes, it is very isolating. We will be back. We have
solutions.
Yes,
solutions,
personality types, all of that is coming on part two. Sorry to give y'all such a short episode this week, but
there's not enough hours in the day.
Literally, like, y'all hear my kids in the background, and this man is about to go to the gym. So what I say to y'all is facts. It is not big something. Facts. It's not something I've made up in my head. And Ivory's about to go pay herself first.
I am about to go pay myself first.
But really, you didn't, because you had to make sure Dahlia was secured before you could go pay yourself.
That's true.
Ivory's about to go, you know, get her little hair.
But you know what? I will say this about my husband. Today, he's doing things, making a way for me and Dolly to go out of town.
Okay.
So, I appreciate him. He is running some errands. He's going to go pick up the rental car.
Oh, while see what I works. Am,
you know, being able to do something that I enjoy, this podcast with you.
Yes.
And then going to get my hair done before vacation. And then I'm going to run some more errands once I pick Dolly up.
Okay, that's so teamwork.
So, you know, we teamworked it out.
Yeah.
But we have also been trying to communicate more about what we need from each other.
Okay.
And it's hard. And sometimes it bubbles up. And by the time you get it out, it doesn't come out how you wanted it to come out. But it needed to be said.
Right.
So, it's like, okay, maybe my delivery was off. And I apologize for that. But what I said I need from you, I need it.
Right.
Like, so you communicate to me what you need. I'm going to communicate to you what I need. And hopefully we can meet in the middle here.
Right, right. Yeah. Communication is key. But comprehension is also key.
Ooh, that comprehension, boy.
Because I promise you, I do communicate my ass off.
That comprehension. Because sometimes they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But that's
or sometimes they just don't. They don't listen to you.
Yeah. Oh, also there's that. That's a big thing. Men don't listen.
They really.
It's like ingrained in their bodies.
I don't know what it
like
is.
Like, they all need hearing aids. Because you don't. I said that last week. Remember when we was talking? You never said that to me.
Okay, girl, because cool. I'll be about to go do something, or I'll be about to record or go, you know, do something. I'll be like, yeah, I'm about to go do this, this, and this. And they'll be looking at me like, but, like, looking at me like, what am I supposed to do? Sir, like, I told you that. All right, or when did you say that? I told you this 2 weeks ago. And then it's like, yeah, but when you told me this 2 weeks ago, you didn't say. And it's just like,
but you didn't remind me that was this weekend. Okay, bye.
And even if I did remind you over and over again, which I normally do, you still forget.
You still forget.
You're still surprised, maybe shocked, need, like, and amazed.
A vision board of things that are happening.
Girl, they need like a life alert watch that goes off. With the reminder, and it just says the reminder over and over and over.
Not the life alert watch. Your wife has a meeting today.
Right. That's what they need. Your wife has a meeting today. And your wife has an appointment today.
Did I tell you that your wife has a meeting today?
She has an appointment today. But even if that was that, if there was a way that they could turn it off, they probably would.
Yeah, they would silence the notification.
Right. And then still forget. All right, well, we'll be back for part two on isolation and motherhood. And
thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening. Hopefully you guys took a lot away from this. Also, Ivory gave me this really cool cup that her cousin made.
Yes, Creative Designs, I think, by RR is the name of her company. We will put together some posts for Instagram and Facebook that include all this stuff. The meme that we referred to earlier, and I will post about her cup business. She she does lots of stuff. She's like a cricketer. That's what I call them.
A cricketer. Yeah.
Those people who cricket. Yeah. They be making all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She's a cricketer.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll post the picture of the cup. And Ivory's got more cups that her cousin has made, because Ivory had like ordered like a bunch for a bunch of people that she loves, and I'm one of the people that she loves.
She is.
And this one is really cool. It's a Jurassic Park logo, and it says "Motherhood is a walk in the park," and then it's got like the dinosaur footprints and the scratches, and it's in purple and pink, which are my favorite colors. I'm just gonna go ahead and own it that pink is one of my favorite colors.
Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to play, because it is.
So thank you guys for listening. Tune in for part two when it drops, because it's gonna be hot. I feel like this is a hot topic.
Yeah, it is.
It's steamy. A hot topic. It is steamy.
Getting crunk in here.
Oh, maybe we should put some questions in our stories about moms who have been feeling.
And then maybe if you guys wanted to ask us some questions or give solutions that you may have for isolation and motherhood, maybe we'll do that too.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about it on the part two.
Yes.
So look out for that on our Instagram.
Yes.
Follow us on all our socials.
Oh, yes, our Instagram is...
We're going to get better at this one day, guys.
Dang.
But it's not today.
Yeah, I thought I would have been ready to go with that, but I wasn't.
Twitter
is WWJH_pod.
And Instagram is WaitWhatJustHappened_podcast.
And Facebook is just WaitWhatJustHappened.
So, follow us on socials.
Yeah, follow us.
And definitely be looking out for those questions and responses. And we'll catch you guys next time.
Thanks.